All right. Well, it is time to reflect on the Psalms. This is the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. And remember now that the Soulful Psalms are its own podcast. That's right. If you go to the Podcast Central, EWTN.com, or, you know, on Apple or SoundCloud, you can listen to all of the Psalm reflections as its own podcast. Yes, yeah, so we've done that for you at the network because we know how much a lot of you really enjoyed this section. And today we're looking at Psalm 119. It's the longest psalm, 176 verses, and it's a meditation on God's law. And it's broken into 22 segments, each of the segments representing a letter of the Jewish alphabet. So today we're looking at the first set of verses, verses 1 through 8, or it's called Aleph. And Aleph is the first letter of the Jewish alphabet, and it's also one of two silent letters. Aleph and Ayin are silent in the Hebrew alphabet. And so this particular section we're looking at today starts off Psalm 119. And so again, I'm using the Revised Grail Psalms, which is approved by the church to use in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that was prepared by the Benedictine monks of Conception Abbey. And so if you have your Bible, Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. So we talked about the law of the Lord the other day. And the psalm is saying, blessed are those whose way is blameless. Now, it doesn't mean without fault or error. Okay, because I mean that's perfection, right? Blameless is different than perfection, because no one is perfect. Not one, well, except for Jesus and Mary, right? and before the fall, our first parents and things. But no one is perfect. But there are those who are blameless, right? So blessed are those who always seek forgiveness and then align themselves with the law of the Lord. We talked about this before, you know, we were talking about kind of the music analogy. If you're in tune, you're walking in the law of the Lord. If one of the strings are out of tune, then in music we call that being out. And so you're out of sync with the church. You're out of sync even with your own life, because you're putting yourself and your desires before walking in the light of the Lord. The Lord is always leading us to life, always leading us to life. And our own, when we cave into our own desires and walk according to our own self-directed law, that actually leads to slavery. We're no longer free. And then we cannot be in harmony either with God or our brothers and sisters that we worship with, or with all of nature. There's sin. That's what sin destroys, that harmony and that relation with God, nature, and each other. So it continues in verse 2. Blessed are those who keep his decrees with all their hearts. They seek him. Right? They don't seek him as an intellectual pursuit. Now, it may be an intellectual thing, like finally understanding about the Blessed Virgin Mary, or coming to understand something through apologetics. So that may be the way that you kind of get into a deeper understanding of the faith, maybe even draws you or attracts you closer to the Catholic faith because of an apologetic point that someone made about the existence of God, or about the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, or about Mary, or about the saints, whatever it may be. But it's with our hearts that we seek him. It just cannot be an intellectual exercise or pursuit. Our hearts, our souls must be engaged in this desire to seek truth, the truth, Jesus Christ. They will never do anything evil, but walk in his ways. Now that's the goal, right? To never do anything evil, right? But that doesn't always happen, right? Because we're still dealing with the effects of original sin and personal sin. You have laid down your precepts to be carefully kept. So God hasn't hidden his laws or hidden his precepts from us. These are things that are to be carefully kept by us, Right? And so we have to seek and desire the truth. And that's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be easy to follow God's law. And that's especially when we're tempted, when we want to do what everybody else is doing. We want to look like everyone else. We want to act like everyone else because we want to be accepted. You know, and this is particularly true for teenagers. You know, this is a very challenging time for them. Because when they've got that natural separation that starts to begin with their parents, and they want to be accepted by their friends, so there's a tendency to cave in on the things that they know in their hearts to be true because they want to be accepted by their friends. But God encourages us to stay in tune with Him. Verse 5, may my ways be firm in keeping your statutes, right? So God, keep us strong in following you. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be challenges along the way, but keep us strong. Keep us firm. Keep us moving forward. Keep us on the straight and narrow as we move deeper into intimacy with you. Then I shall not be put to shame as I observe all your commands. So no matter what people say, oh, look, you're a Jesus freak. You know, you're this because you're following Jesus. You're not cool. You're not. So what? So what? See, what matters ultimately is what God thinks. You know, and here's the beautiful part. When you start living in accord with God's will, people will notice. What is it about him? What is it about her? And you actually become more attractive to the person. They may even become attracted to the faith because they see something in you that they wish they saw within themselves. And they see that with you. Why? Because you are not ashamed to follow God's laws. You're not ashamed to observe God's commands working in your life. You know, beautiful. Then finally, I will thank you with an upright heart as I learn your just judgments. Right? So things that happen to us, we have to see God's hand, God's will working in all of that, the good and the bad, just like Job did. You know, what happened to us sometimes is not pleasant, but we have to be thankful that whatever is happening here, we have to be to thank God with upright hearts as we learn his just judgments, begin to learn and understand how God is working in our life.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.